That's right, Nisa. James Patterson, he's only 28 years of age. He's the youngest ever Liberal senator, and he wants the Australian embassy in Israel to be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Now, in his maiden speech to Parliament last week, Patterson pointed to symbolic and practical reasons for the move. He told the Jewish News this week about the advantages of relocating the embassy, saying he believes that Jerusalem is Israel's capital city, as the Israeli government says it is, and he thinks it's appropriate for that Australia both formally recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital city and also symbolically recognize it by moving our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. However, Foreign Minister Julie Bishop told the Jewish News this week that, like all other countries with diplomatic representation in Israel, Australia maintains its embassy in Tel Aviv. She said the Australian government does not have any plans to relocate its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Patterson's speech was hailed by Zionist Federation of Australia President Danny Lam, who said his organization would welcome Australia showing leadership in recognizing that the city of Jerusalem, the city recognized by the State of Israel as its capital, should be accepted by the rest of the world. You can read full coverage of that story in this week's Jewish News.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, the ALP has raised again the issue over Israel trips.
That's right, Nita. This issue is back. The Australia-Israel Labor dialogue has gone on the attack as an internal ALP storm erupted over a news story trying to link MPs' Israel visits to an Israeli defense contractor. Now, in the Australian newspaper on March 16, its associate editor John Lyons reported that Mary Eason, who is one of five members of AILD's New South Wales branch, has business connections with Israeli weapons manufacturer Elbit, and he speculated about how the visits were funded. Now, Eason explained to the Jewish News this week that she has worked for Elbit Systems of Australia through a client of her consultancy. ESA sells non-weapon military communications in Australia. A spokesperson for Elbit in Israel stated that neither Elbit Australia nor its parent company have donated to the Australia-Israel Labor Dialogue. Now, AILD slammed speculation it has taken funds from Elbit as absurd. Melbourne Ports MP Michael Danby told Parliament that no credible link can be drawn between Eason's support of AILD New South Wales and the ALP on one hand and her professional endeavours on the other. He said the story was designed purely to smear AILD New South Wales and to smear Elbit. You can read more in this week's Jewish News.
I've actually read this week in the AJN, in the Australian Jewish News, your article about the new leadership at the Rabbinical Council of New South Wales. I thought it was very interesting.
That's right. There's a changing of the guard at the Rabbinical Council of New South Wales. Newtown Synagogue Rabbi Eli Cohen has actually replaced Rabbi Yoram Ullman as president. This all happened at the Rabbinical Council of New South Wales AGM last week. Rabbi Cohen told the Jewish News he's confident and optimistic taking up the role. He says he's been given the support of the members of the RCNSW to do what is currently needed. And he said that one of his aims is to create a unified rabbinate and to give clear messages to the community about important issues facing our community. He said his vision is to engender respectful discussions and robust debate among the council members in an atmosphere of mutual respect and tolerance for differences of opinion. Rabbi Ullman, who in his dual role as a senior dayan of the Sydney Beth Din and as rabbinical council president, achieved the centralized authorization of marriages in Sydney and other communities in Australia that are under the jurisdiction of the Sydney Beth Din.
Evan, we very seldom talk about foreign policies of other countries, but I'm sure that our listeners are watching closely, together with me, watching the presidential campaign, the United States. I mean, this is an amazing campaign, what's going on there. And the AJN covers this week, it's a full page 16 of the AJN, Clinton and Trump speeches, and also Bernie Sanders and Ted Cruz. So can you tell us very briefly about it? Because this is really intriguing for us.
Nitsa, I think the whole world is watching this presidential campaign. Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and Hillary Clinton all went before the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. They all spoke at the AIPAC conference. Donald Trump softened two positions that have created unease among pro-Israel activists: his insistence on remaining neutral in brokering Israeli-Palestinian peace, and his refusal to commit to recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. On Jerusalem, Trump vowed to move the American embassy to the city, the eternal capital of the Jewish people, and he said the Palestinians must accept as a given the closeness of the U.S.-Israel relationship. He said the Palestinians must come to the table knowing that the bond between the United States and Israel is absolutely unbreakable. You can read what Trump said, as well as Ted Cruz and Hillary Clinton, on page 16 of this week's Jewish News. We have full coverage of all their speeches. You can also watch their speeches on our iPad app if you download the Jewish News iPad app on your iPhone or iPad.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, I can't let you go without discussing some good news. And this is the cover page of the AJN this week. Please tell us about it.
Yeah, we've got a very good news story on our front page this week. Todd Greenberg, who won a gold medal when he represented Australia in cricket at the 1993 Maccabiya Games, has become one of the biggest names in Australian sport. He's been named the CEO of the NRL. Greenberg, who was CEO of the Bulldogs from 2008 to 2013 and the NRL's head of football since 2013, said at his first press conference in the new role that he has clarity about what the sport needs moving forward. Greenberg has been credited with bringing strict concussion rules into the NRL and also the video review bunker, which has been an overwhelming success in its first 3 weeks this season. Greenberg has never shied away from his Judaism and recently told the Jewish News that the fact that he is Jewish helps him appreciate the way sport unites communities. Greenberg says that sometimes some close friends of his say that he was the most appreciated Jew in Lakemba, referring to his time at the helm of the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs. He said there's 185 different nationalities that live in the Canterbury Bankstown area who had one common purpose that week, and that was the Bulldogs. He said whether you were Hindu, Lebanese, Jewish or Catholic, it was absolutely irrelevant, and that made him incredibly proud of what we created. You can read full coverage of that story in this week's Jewish News. A big mazel tov to Todd Greenberg, who's been appointed the CEO of the NRL. Full coverage in this week's Australian Jewish News.
It is an unbelievable achievement. Thank you, Evan Zlatke, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Have a great weekend.